So much has changed in 17 years. But you know, one thing hasn't changed, and that's God. God hasn't changed. God has remained the same. Chris Parsons has just done the proud dad thing. That's my girl. She said it. God has not changed. God has never changed. God never changed in the past. God is not changing today, and he's not going to change in the future. And that's the God we love and we serve, isn't it? Life can throw some weird curveballs. Sometimes the curveball comes from left field. Completely unexpected, sometimes the curveball. But God knows. And God's got it in a plan. And God says, whatever the plan is, it is for your best to give you a hope and a future. That's our God. That's got nothing to do with what I was about to preach on. Just a bit of an aside. So you're in your bedroom. It's late at night. You've had a busy day. And all you want to do now is snuggle down, close your eyes, drift off to sleep. So you stretch out, you yawn, you get comfortable. And before you've had a chance to count any sheep, just as your eyes are dropping, there's a noise from outside. And the noise is quite distant. And then that's it. Fast asleep. But then you stir because someone's calling your name. You wake up, rubbing your eyes. You run to the other room where you think the name caller is coming from. And you proudly announce, "Here I am." Now everyone that's in the room look at you like you've gone off a bit. Look at you like you're a little bit funny, because they weren't calling your name. They're obviously pleased to see that you're still in the house and that you're okay, but they weren't calling your name. And so back to bed you go. Off you go, another yawn, another stretch, back to the land of sleep. But someone's calling you again. Someone has got your name on their lips. But it's not so funny this time, is it? Because you want to go to sleep. You've had a busy day. You've had a long day. You're feeling a bit fed up that somebody keeps calling you and disturbing you. So you go through to the other room and you announce, "Here I am." Not so cheery, though, this time, are you? Again, those in the room, again, are thinking you're a bit silly now. You've gone a bit strange. We've already told you we didn't call your name. And so, again, they send you back to bed. So this time you go off in a little bit of a grump. Now, this time you don't want to be disturbed until the morning. And again, just as you drop off into a nice, deep slumber, your name is being called again. Your name. Now, by this point, your sense of humour has failed. It's diverted out the window, and nothing is amusing. But who is calling your name? Who is the one who's disturbing you? Who is the one who is taking you out of your comfort zone, your cozy, warm bed? Is it God? Is it God speaking all the time? Because wherever we are and whatever we're doing, God is speaking. And God has permanently got your name on his lips. But I wonder, do we stop long enough to listen? Do you stop to listen when God is calling? Samuel answered, didn't he? Here I am. Here I am. When God spoke, Samuel answered straight away. You know, and this is one of the messages throughout the Bible. As we look at the Bible as a whole, as we look at the Old Testament, when God's speaking, if we could go straight into the New, when God is speaking, people listen. Throughout the Bible, when God is calling, when he's calling prophets, when he's calling kings, when he's calling judges, people stop and people listen. And as we look back through Scripture, when we see that God calls, he calls people into service. He calls people for a purpose. And the same God that did that then is doing exactly the same today. Because the God who was speaking then is the same God who is speaking today. The same God that had Samuel's name on his lips then is the same God who has got your name on his lips today. But I wonder, though, how will you answer? Maybe we decide that we're not going to listen. Maybe you say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't quite get that. Sorry, what did you say? I'm sorry, God, there was a bit of a dodgy connection then. I didn't actually get what you said. There's a bit of an interference on the line, God. That's a good excuse, isn't it? Or are we going to be like the boy Samuel and say, here I am. Here I am, listening for God's voice. Here I am, God, ready to do whatever it is that you call me to next, to go wherever you call me to go to next. Because, you know, every time that God speaks, we've got two choices. We've either got an opportunity to be open to God speaking, or we've got an opportunity to be closed to God speaking, haven't we? We've got two choices. We can either say, yes, I'll do it, or no, I won't. Every time we hear God's voice, every time we hear God speaking to us, we can either decide to go with him and do as he asks, or we can run in the opposite direction, screaming and scared. And the choice is ours, isn't it? But I want to encourage you today to be open and to say, yes, Lord, I'm listening. And then move. And to move forward in him. Because every time we say, oh, no, I'm not so sure about that. Oh, God, I think you didn't get the memo. My memo that I asked you to bless. You didn't get it, God. And every time we do that, we move backwards. Because we're not moving forwards with him. You know, listening and responding is the only way a relationship is going to work with God. And it's vital, isn't it, to a relationship with God? It's vital to any relationship. But it's certainly vital to a relationship with God. You know, God, we all know, doesn't use at all times the sound of human voices. Because it'd be really easy, wouldn't it, if it did. But God doesn't work like that. But by golly, he speaks clearly through his word, the Bible. And I wonder today, do you know what it says? Do you hear God speaking through his word, or are they just words on a page? Do you know what Scripture says? So when those who will fight against God, who will use Scripture to do so, who are very clever to do so, do you know what it says? So you can say, actually, no, Scripture says. Actually, no, God says. Do you know what his word says? And do you hear him speaking through it? It would be great, though, wouldn't it, if we did have an audible voice, just like Eli heard, just like the child Samuel heard. Life would be so much easier, wouldn't it, if God said, now, next, what I want is you to do this. And then I'll tell you in the next bit when you've done that. That would be great, wouldn't it, if God did that? But God doesn't work like that. Eli was an old man. He was more experienced. He held a proper position in society. Everyone thought that the word would come through Eli, not to a boy. But God doesn't work like that either, does he? He doesn't just look at our wealth, our power, our influence, say, oh, I'll speak to that one. God uses what he needs. God uses what is open to him so that we might all be open to him. Because God's chain of command isn't based on our faith. It's not based on our age and it's not based on our position. God sometimes uses the least and the most unexpected to speak into our lives. And I want to say today, be open to that and be ready for that. So I wonder, are you ready? Are you ready to listen? And then are you ready to do something about it? Because it's all well and good saying, oh, I heard him. I haven't done it. It's like when you say to a child, isn't it? I asked you to move that. Yeah, I know you did. Well, why didn't you? Well, I didn't quite know. I know you asked me to do it, but I didn't do it. And it's a bit like that with God, isn't it? There's no point in just saying I heard what God said and I listened to what he wanted me to do, but I didn't do it. And I want to know today, are you ready to listen to him in a new way? Are you open to hearing him in new ways? Because God speaks to us in many ways. And God speaks to us in many forms. And sometimes he will use people. Sometimes he'll use other people. Sometimes he makes sure that certain people are in our lives for at the right time, in the right place, to speak into our lives. Because God has spoken to them. Sometimes, unlike the weather now, sometimes that's gentle. Sometimes it's subtle. Sometimes the voice of God can be mistaken for something else. That's why we've got to pay attention. That's why we've got to pay attention to those times, because that is when we will discover the power that is in God, the power that is in his voice, and the power behind his words. And do you know as well that God is not only calling all of us, he is calling to all of us. He's not just calling all of us. He's calling to all of us. And it's not just a general calling. He's not just going to... Well, I don't think he is. And if he does, then he can prove me wrong. I'm quite happy to be proved wrong by God. I don't think he's going to go, Lisbon Baptist Church, could you all please listen? Collectively. I don't think that's going to happen. It might do. It might well do. But God doesn't generally do that. He doesn't generally throw out general invitations and general, I need to speak to all of you now. Because our God is a personal God. Our God is a personal God who knows your name. And he will call you by name. And it won't be just to the ones that we think are special. And I don't mean special, I mean special. It's not just going to be to those. It's not just going to be to the ones who lead missions or lead churches, those of us who have got degrees in theology. I'm not really sure what that does. But, you know, it's not going to be for those people, just for those people. It's not going to be the ones that go out onto the mission field and go abroad and do all of the really exciting stuff. It's going to be to you and me. Every one of us. And when he calls, he will use your name. Because he loves you. And because he loves you enough to know your name. You know, when God called Moses, he said, Moses. When he called Samuel, Samuel. Third time he went, Samuel, Samuel. What's that trying to tell us about God? Is it just that God's good at remembering names? It might be that. Is it just to prove that he's got a good memory? Well, it might be that as well. So much so he says it twice. Well, yeah, okay. It proves that he knows you. And it proves that he wants to be on a first name term basis with you. And in that sort of relationship with you. And when God came to Moses, he revealed who he was. I am who I am. I am, and I will be what I will be, in a self-disclosing, intimate dialogue kind of a way. And he wants to do the same with you. And you know, he's not just calling us just to follow him, just like jump on the bandwagon and follow. He's calling us to say and to do particular things at a particular time. He's calling us to walk a particular path with him. A particular path that was similar to, but not identical to, all the disciples. He's calling us to walk and to follow in his ways. He's calling us to follow a plan that he has set out, which will seek to guide us through and around the path that he's called us to. And the invitation has got your name on it to follow. Because God has sought you out. And he wants you and me to follow. As I say, he calls in different ways, doesn't he? He might call in our dreams, and it's not the cheese that we had before we went to bed. He might be speaking to us in our dreams. He might be speaking to us through other people who are helping us to try and find our way through this path of life. And he might be using people that are close to us to speak to us. And when we pause to read his word and say, God, speak to me through this, he will speak to us through it. But I wonder this morning, are you ready to listen? Because it's quite easy to switch off. You might have all done it now, I don't know. But it's quite easy to switch off. It's quite easy to switch off, isn't it? And it's certainly very easy to switch off from God. Are you ready to listen this morning? To be in that close, intimate relationship with him? That no formula, no method or mindset can explain it for us. Because it's about a personal connection and a personal relationship with him. Are you ready this morning to say, do you know what? You know, I've been wandering around. I've been doing my own thing. I've been reading scripture. I've been coming to prayer meetings. Yeah, I pray. But then I get up straight away and go off and do my own thing. And then I don't actually listen to see what God wants to say to me. I read scripture. I know what it says. I jump over the bits that I know really well because I know those bits. So God can't tell me anything through that. We all do that. Oh, I know that one. Oh, yes. I know that the heading on that one, so I'll just jump over that one. Yeah, the fishermen heard that story. We jump over. And I wonder this morning, are you ready to say, here I am. Speak, because I'm listening. And are you ready like like Samuel? To say, what do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? What do you want me to be? Who do you want me to say it to? I wonder how much we're like Samuel. Maybe you're not like Samuel. Maybe this doesn't resonate with you at all. But I think actually many of us are. Like Samuel, worshipping in a special place, in a special way, in a particular way. The way we've always done it, so we always will do it. Sometimes we need shaking up though, don't we? Because when we've always done it the same way and always done it that way, we become a bit blasé. Yeah, we listen to the stories of God's love. We listen to the stories that we've heard so many times and we switch off, as I say. Oh, I've heard that one. I know that story. I know all about it. Oh, I taught that in Sunday school 25 years ago. How much are we like him thinking that the voices that we hear are just coming from another room? Thinking it's just a dream. Thinking that inner nudge that comes only from intuition is just nothing actually at all. Maybe it's just my unconscious mind playing tricks on me. And we just sort of justify it. And we justify it away. If that's where you are today, and I don't know where any of you are, but if that is where you are, then today is the day to change. Because today is the day to listen. And to respond, isn't it? He didn't just listen, he responded. When he calls your name, today is the day to listen and to respond. Sometimes he might call us into something that we don't want to do. Tough. If we're a follower of Christ, tough. He will strengthen us, he will guide us, and he will empower us to do what he's called us to do. And he will never, ever let us go. Sometimes it might be a calling to somewhere that we didn't plan on going. Tough. Because God's plans are better than ours. Because God knows exactly what it is he wants for us. And God has said, I'll never give you more than you can handle. And he said, all the good things I give to you are from me. So God is never going to put us in a position where we're not going to cope. I want to encourage you today to listen with intention. And respond accordingly. Rachel Naomi Remen, I don't know who she is, so don't ask me who she is, but I found this really good quote. She said this. See, things don't change. She said this. The most basic and powerful way to connect to another person is to listen. Just listen. And then she goes on and says, perhaps the most important thing that we can ever give each other is our attention. And I thought about that. The most basic and powerful way to connect to another is to listen, just listen. Perhaps the most important thing we can ever give each other is our attention. I thought about that. And I thought, what if we added this? That the most basic and powerful way to connect to God is to listen. Just listen. Perhaps the most important thing we can ever give to God is our open ears, our open hearts, and our open lives. Ready to hear, ready to listen, and ready to accept and to do what he has called us to do. Ready to change, to be the people he wants us to be. Listen. Just listen. And respond. Let's pray.